You're listening to Classic Business with Michael Avery, brought to you by Altron, there when it matters.
Well, joining me now online is Brian Cantor. He's the head of research at Investec Wealth and Investments, and this is the week ahead slot. Brian, thank you very much for joining us this evening. I suppose all the news from last week has really been due to the rand weakness that we saw. We saw the rand pulling away to about 15.11 against the dollar, today back at about 14.80. It certainly has recovered somewhat from what we saw last week. But the South African rand relative to the emerging market basket out there still seems quite undervalued.
Well, it's weakened relative to the emerging markets. So emerging markets had quite a good week. We had a poor week for our own reason. So I wouldn't say it's undervalued or overvalued. It weakened not only against the dollar, but noticeably against our peer group. So that's what happened in response to the GDP news. It was very bad for the rand.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose the biggest reason for this is really the political backdrop and the foray, and well, shall I rather say the furor around the Reserve Bank and the independence of the Reserve Bank. You know, it's amazing what damage you know, politicians can do to an economy by just saying the wrong things.
Yes, but the first weakness earlier in the week was not political in the direct sense. It was slow growth equals slow growth in tax revenues equals more government spending, the more danger of the debt trap out of which you may climb by printing money. So slow growth is the danger, is the risk to South Africa. And that really showed up. So slow growth, more inflation because of a weaker rand. Then later in the week, we had what was, I think, a diversionary tactic by the, let's call them the Zuma-aligned members of the ANC, focusing sort of populist attention on the Reserve Bank, which is independent and is not privately owned. That's all a charade, really, but diversion. And that weakened the rand further, though it seems now the rand has sort of seen through some of that as a result, perhaps, of Ramaphosa's rejection of what appeared to be an ANC initiative from Ace Magashula.
The other issue that we've obviously also seen playing itself out, and this really maybe has got a lot more to do with the fact that the US is slowing and inflation continues to, you know, potentially rise there. And obviously the yield curve, if one looks at the United States, obviously is not in a happy space. But one thing that we've seen is that the yield spreads between between 10-year South African debt and US 10-year debt seems to have widened even further.
Yes, well, rates in the U.S. came down, ours stayed up. So the spread, or you can call it the carry, widened. In other words, consistently with fears, let's say, or enhanced fears of the debt trap, inflation expectations rose in line with what is expected to be a weaker rand. So the rand, according to the marketplace, is expected to depreciate by an average 7% a year over the next 10 years. And that clearly implies more inflation to come. So it's all consistent. The news about GDP, the news about the ANC really has led the market to believe that inflation will accelerate at a sort of, you know, at a 6 to 7% rate over the next 10 years, regardless of the Reserve Bank.
Brian, the other thing to talk about potentially is, if we go overseas now, is the PMI numbers out of the United States. You think that's been bad news, or has that been good news?
Well, the manufacturing number was weak. The services number was very strong. So what the U.S. is performing well. Yes, there was disappointment on the extra employment numbers. So the numbers, new job hires was an unexpectedly low 70 or so thousand. And previous month's hiring was marked down. So that was a concern. And despite very low, or perhaps in some ways because of very low unemployment, there may just not be enough people to hire in the U.S. anymore. The labor market pretty much at full employment. So the U.S. economy is doing well, and consumer confidence is strong. But the stock market investors took great delight in the expectation that the Fed will be cutting rates, given the fact that the economy looks like it may be slowing down. So the Fed is now offering stimulus, or will be offering stimulus, and that was extraordinarily good for the stock market late last week. After quite a few weeks down, this was a very strong week for the stock market. So investors just loved the idea that the Fed would be cutting. So bad news, in a way, was good news for the stock market, and especially for the bond market, where last September long-term rates were well over 3%. They're now very close to 2%, a huge move in the bond market to the favor of investors in long-dated U.S. Treasury bonds.
Yeah, I mean, that got confirmed with the Federal Reserve late last week, where they indicated that they would help the market where it is required. And quite frankly, you know, as you've pointed out, the whole issue around rate cuts. Not such a rosy picture when we looked at Germany last week. I mean, industrial production there was really under pressure.
Yes, so U.S. is strong, certainly by comparison with Europe. The numbers coming out of Europe, particularly Germany, were very weak. Industrial production, Germany is a big manufacturer. These were the weakest numbers for a long time, enough to lead Signor Draghi to talk again about actually cutting rates, which are pretty close to zero anyway, or even more quantitative easing. So generally, global growth is not accelerating. It's decelerating. It's not zero. It's maybe around 3% or so global growth, compared to forecasts of 3.5 or more, you know, six months ago. So the global economy needs stimulus. I think in Germany they need less austere fiscal policy. America, by contrast, has room to cut rates. Having pushed up rates maybe too quickly, too far, they're in a strong position to actually cut rates, and the market likes that a lot.
So, I mean, that's generally good news for South African equities. I mean, if they're cutting rates in the United States, or there's at least an anticipation that they might want to cut rates in the United States, and in Europe there's this likelihood that potentially we could see more quantitative easing or a drop somewhat in rates. As you've rightly pointed out, they're almost close to zero in any case. That must be good for South African equities?
Well, the market, the JSE is a mixture of South African plays and global plays, including resource plays. So last week, under pressure of a weaker rand and unchanged or better emerging markets generally, the global plays had an outstanding week. So investors in the Richmonds and the British American Tobaccos and the Naspers, etc., companies with mostly almost all offshore business, did extraordinarily well. They were up 5% in the week, and the resource index was up 6.5, I think. So there was diversification against South African specific risks that were weakening the rand in the stock market. So that was pretty much as you might expect in such circumstances, where the rand weakens for South African, not global reasons. Now, dollar weakness, any sense that the dollar is going to weaken, is good news for emerging markets generally, including South Africa, and maybe good news for the South African economy plays that have really languished on the stock market, as the South African economy has offered so little encouragement to South African-based businesses. So what we need in South Africa is what the populists or the radicals or whatever you want to call them have called on the Reserve Bank for, and that's lower interest rates. We need lower interest rates. And lower interest rates in South Africa could give us a bit more growth and could give us a stronger rand. And that surely should be welcome.
Well, that was Brian Cantor. He's from Investec Wealth and Investments with The Week Ahead.